الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. One of the great blessings and favors of Allah Azza wa Jal is Iman. And perhaps it is the greatest favor of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with the ni'mah of Iman. Because all the success in Akhirah depends on Iman. Akhirat without Iman is of a zero value. Akhirat without Iman is the most dreadful thing anybody can ever have and anybody can ever face. Even in dunya, a person who does not have Iman, his life will be in great difficulty. Many a times people assume that without Iman, people can manage their lives. That is the apparent life. Apparently, people have good life when they have money or when they have any social status or when they have any power, etc. That is apparent. But the reality is that without Iman, even in this dunya, a person will not enjoy life. That is the truth, that is the reality. Without Iman, there is no inner peace. Without Iman, there is no contentment. Without Iman, there is no real understanding of life. Who we are, why we are here, what is going to happen afterwards, what is the purpose of life. There are so many questions which will remain unanswered if a person does not have Iman. Because if a person is confused, he will not enjoy his time. Even though he is having the best food and he might be having the best drink, but the mental status does not allow him to enjoy what is there. And we see that. Say somebody is disturbed, right? Somebody is having hard time with his business. You take him to the best restaurant. Is he going to enjoy? Somebody is having hard time at home with his wife. Take him on holiday. He's on holiday, but actually his mind is at home. He doesn't know how to solve the problem with his wife. The mental peace, the inner peace, the spiritual peace is very important for the overall satisfaction about life. And without Iman, that is very difficult to achieve. And even the level that is achieved is very small, not the full. So Iman is needed for Akhirah. And Iman is also needed even for dunya. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّضُ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. Allah Azza wa Jal said, a person who strays away from the dhikr of Rahman, we will appoint a shaitan for him. He will have the company of shaitan. Imagine a person having company of shaitan. A person who will have the company of malak, of angel, well, he is covered with angels. And a person surrounded by shayateen, afarit, ifrit, bhoot, parit, they can be same? They cannot be same. So Iman is needed even for dunya.
ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا. Whoever ignores my remembrance, avoids my remembrance, disregards my remembrance, does not pay attention to my remembrance, ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا, he will have very tight livelihood. That's why we see sometimes people have a lot of money, they say it's very tight. Subhanallah. Ajib. Right? People who have very high social status, they say, no, I'm having a very hard time. When are you going to have easy time? When is it going to be easy for you? Money, you have the money. Status, you have the status. Power, you have power. But how come you are not having easy life, smooth life? Because there is no iman. Iman makes things easier. Iman makes life smooth. Even though you have the outer difficulty, there is no denial that you can have outer difficulty. People can have circumstances. People can have difficult situations. But within those difficult situations, they will have inner peace. Like people wear, you know, costumes and they wear protective clothing, right? And they can go into the water. So this person is surrounded by water. In fact, he is in the sea, he is in the ocean. So if you ask somebody who is looking from a distance, he will say he is all wet. Because he should be. He is in the water. He is all wet. But people who know, they will tell you, no, he is surrounded by water, but it doesn't mean that he has to be wet. It does not mean that. You have a very hot summer day. Somebody is outside. Oh, he must be suffering. Well, that is how it should be. But that does not have to be. He is sitting in the car. The full AC is on. So, it is hot day. Hot day. Well, he should be suffering. He should be suffering. But that is not necessary. He can have some sort of protection because of which he is not suffering. Likewise, the beauty of iman is that with difficulty there is ease. With difficulty there is ease. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla said beautifully in the Quran, Inna ma'al usri yusra. Indeed, with difficulty there is ease. Fa inna ma'al usri yusra. Then indeed with the same difficulty there is more ease. This is repeated in the Quran twice. Inna ma'al usri yusra, fa inna ma'al usri yusra. With difficulty there is ease, and with difficulty there is ease. If you look at the translation, it will tell you with difficulty is ease, with difficulty is ease. But that is a rough translation. Because the first difficulty is not the same as the second difficulty. Ulama have said that the second difficulty is a new difficulty. So the second ease is a new ease. So you have the same difficulty, but you have ease and then you have more ease. So iman is needed for akhirah and also for dunya. And because it is the most important thing, there are so many things in the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned and repeated many times about iman, that how we guard our iman, how we diagnose our iman. When we know something is wrong, something is serious, something is alarming, so that we know the symptoms and we know how to treat ourselves or how to seek help. If we know something is wrong, we can seek help And if we can fix it ourselves, we can fix it ourselves. If we cannot fix it ourselves, we can ask an expert to help us. This is necessary. So in the Quran, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find many signs for troubles with iman. A person knows the command of Allah Azza wa Jal and does not find the courage to obey the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. He knows, but he doesn't have the courage to do it. So that is a sign of trouble. A person reads or hears about the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal, but his heart does not change. The greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal does not overwhelm his heart. He doesn't feel any emotions in his heart. We read the ayat of mercy. Allah Azza wa Jalla is Ghafoor, Allah is Rahim, Allah is forgiving, right? This does not increase any love for Allah Azza wa Jalla. If we recite ayat of qahr, ayat of azab, ayat of punishment, which is all haq, which is not fairy tale, it is truth, an absolute truth. The punishment Allah Azza wa Jalla has prepared in the grave, the punishment Allah Azza wa Jalla has prepared in Jahannam, wal'iyadu billah. Right? An-naru yu'radun 'alayha ghudun wa 'ashiyya. Wa yawma taqumu as-sa'ah adkhilu ala fir'auna ashadd al-'adhab. Allah Azza wa Jalla said about the Fir'aun and the family of Fir'aun. Family, yani his people. An-naru yu'radun 'alayha ghudun wa 'ashiyya. Right now, the fire is presented to them in the morning and in the evening. They are experiencing the fire right now. يعرضون عليها, not will, now. غدوبا وعشيا, in the morning and in the evening. ويوم تقوم الساعة, and when the hour takes place, Allah will command the angels, adkhilu ala fir'aun, just push them in, into the hellfire. Fir'aun and his people, let them go to the hellfire. Now, on the day of judgment, they will go to Jahannam, wal'iyadu billah. But what is happening now? This is the azab of qabr. Or, in other words, this is the azab of barzakh. Barzakh is the life between death and the resurrection. Up to that point of death, this is dunya. Right? We live in dunya. After we die, then there is a gap between the death and the resurrection. Allah knows how long it's going to be. And it depends when a person dies, right? Because it depends when the hour will take place. And it depends between the time for the hour and time for the resurrection. Because the angel will blow the sur, the hour will take place. And then he will blow again, and everybody will rise. وَنُفِقَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. The sur will be blown, and you will see the people rising from the graves, and they will be rushing. And they will be running towards the Lord. So there is a gap between the first surah, Nafkha Ula and Nafkha Thaniya. And prior to that, there is death, individual death. So there is individual death, then there is collective death, right? And then there is resurrection. And after the resurrection, you will have Jannah or Jahannam, wal'iyadu billah. So the lie between death and the resurrection is the life of barzakh. Generally, people are in the grave, but not necessarily. Somebody might drown, He is not in the grave. Somebody might be burned, walayadu billah. Like some people, they burn their dead bodies. Does it mean, khalas, they are forgotten? They are not forgotten. They don't disappear. They don't vanish. They don't vanish. They might disappear from our eyes. But from the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal, no, never. They don't vanish. They are under the observation of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to make them feel whether comfort or pain in whatever situation they might be and in whatever situation their bodies might be. We don't have to have one form of body to feel the pain or to feel the ease. Like we have certain bodies, right? You see animals, how many types of bodies are there? So many different types of bodies. Once I visited a museum, I saw a museum of jellyfish. I used to think that jellyfish is one type. But is there one type of jellyfish? Allah knows how many types of jellyfish. And you will be shocked and surprised. How many types of lives are there? Because of the limitation of our understanding, we connect everything to one type, one shape, one form. Allah Azza wa Jal, He has created so many types of lives and so many types of shapes and so many types of forms. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He is able to make them feel whatever He wants to make them feel. So the punishment in the grave, النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا, is haq. Is haq. The iman is going to have impact in this life. Iman is going to have impact in akhirah. And iman will also have impact in barzakh. And that's why the signs of iman are mentioned in the Quran, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we come across those signs, we should take time, pause, and see where we are. If there is any alarming situation, we should take precautions and we should see if we can fix the problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, sometimes the hearts can become so tough that nothing affects. ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة. The hearts have become so tough, they are like stones, they are like rocks. You're talking about Jannah, about Jahannam, about Allah, about mercy, about rahmat, about maghfirat. Nothing affects whatsoever, ayyadu billah. Well, that is not a good sign. That is really, you know, serious. That is a very serious sign. In fact, the stones, the rocks, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارِ. Some rocks, in fact, water comes out of them. You will have rivers springing and streaming out of the rocks. So don't undermine and don't underestimate rocks. But the heart can become more tough. And the heart can become, you know, very troublesome. May Allah Azza give us tawfiq to look after our iman. And may Allah Azza give us tawfiq to rectify our iman and to renew our iman. The renewal of iman requires that we surround ourselves in the majalis of the zikr, majalis of the ilm, majalis of the Quran, majalis of iman. Alhamdulillah, this weekend in Jami Masjid, there is a gathering happening today, tomorrow, and also Sunday. This is a good opportunity that we attend as much as we can so that we renew our iman. And also tonight, inshallah, after Maghrib, we have our usual monthly gathering for all the families and for all friends. So please come and join, and also bring your families, bring your children, and bring your friends. May Allah give us tawfiq. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.